When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last week, artist and friend of the podcast, Joe Quinones, released this cover to the second issue of the upcoming miniseries, Batman 89, Echoes.
And the Easter eggs are all over. Obviously, in the corner is the silhouette of Michael Keaton's Batman, but in the center is Gotham Cathedral from the 1989 film, with the bat signal shining on it.
The image of the signal shining on the side of the cathedral was actually in the shooting script and made it into the 1989 comic adaptation, as illustrated by Jerry Ordway.
Next to the cathedral, of course, is an image of Jack Nicholson's Joker emerging from a Joker card. This is meant to evoke an unused Batman 1989 poster of the same image.
But one of the biggest reveals under Joker is the Batman 89 universe's version of Harley Quinn.
She appears to have the permanent grin that Jack Nicholson's Joker had in the movie.
And sports the giant gun that he used to shoot down the Batwing, as well as the bang flag.
Her costume does feature the classic black and white jester look, while incorporating the black and white stripes from Beetlejuice. But the most notable addition are the pink ruffles on her collar and wrists.
This is a tribute to the late Arlene Sorkin, who donned a jester outfit with similar ruffles for her role as Calliope Jones in Days of Our Lives. It's this scene that inspired the creation of Harley Quinn for Batman the Animated Series and casting of Sorkin as Harley.
The last character featured, of course, is notably Batgirl. This would technically be the second iteration of Batgirl to be teamed up with Michael Keaton's Batman. The first being Leslie Grace in the canceled Batgirl film.
It's pretty likely that Batgirl is Barbara Gordon from the previous story arc, Shadows, and will be similar to Yvonne Craig in donning a red wig to disguise her shorter brunette hair.
The yellow bat symbol is also a callback to Batgirl's typically yellow bat symbol.
The inverted colors of the 1989 bat insignia is reminiscent of Chris Weston's concept art for Keaton's batsuit in The Flash, for one of the suits in his costume vault.
Big thanks to our research assistant, Dan, for the visuals on this video.
Also, shout out to Mike at Atomic Basement, London Jackson at History of the Batman, Jeffrey's Comics and Gardena Cinema for a fantastic Batman Day this past weekend. Big thanks to Ivan Coe as well for joining me and for the pics. I got to meet other fans, including this cosplayer, Adolfo, watch Batman 89 on the big screen, and get an exclusive poster of it by Sable the Artist. I also ended up winning the Batman Day foil edition of the Batman 89 hardcover and talked to a few special people who you might be seeing on the show very soon.
You can support our Patreon at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. The $5 tier gets you a weekly show every Friday.
We have $100 to go to reach our $300 a month goal. Help us reach that goal, and we'll be celebrating by covering Tim Burton's Superman Lives.
And we'll be diving right on in to those tightest of tight red Speedos. Plus, if we reach $500 a month, I'm donning the Nick Cage Superman Lives suit for a photo shoot. You know you want to see that shit.
Also, if you're a fan of the Batman 89 comic, check out Newverse Creative's Batman 89 Shadows, a three-part audio drama adaptation of the previous arc, adapted and narrated by myself, which means it contains a few Easter eggs in the narration that aren't in the comic. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metaphorosis Magazine.
And please check out www.metalforce.ninja. This is a Kickstarter film that I'm working on. Kickstarter link in the description. We are currently campaigning for the full amount of $100,000. Every donation helps. Metal Force is if you would mix Power Rangers and Stranger Things together, but make it all R-rated and bloody. And that's basically Metal Force, so please check out our Kickstarter link for more information, and if you could donate, that would be awesome.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.